Hey, it's Radio Valencia coming at you live. It's September 1st, 2025. That's Labor Day. We won't be celebrating Labor Day in any big fashion, except for maybe a little low-key shout-out to the working class, because we will be doing a very, very, very deep dive into the phenomenon that is Oasis. Hurricane Oasis has made landfall. Festival season is giving way to hurricane season, and Hurricane Oasis has made landfall in the United States. They will be coming to California later this week, and the world is going bananas. And so, in honor and in gratitude for Oasis coming back to us, I'm going to get so deep with their music. Much of it, even fans are unlikely to have heard. Yeah, I dug into B-sides and side projects, 5 hours of music to pick from, and I've only got 2 hours to play it, so we'll see how it all comes together. A lot of people really, I don't think Americans fully understand Oasis, and if you don't, it's just like kind of like Monty Python. If you don't get it, you don't get it. So I will shut up now and give it over to Gallagher Brothers and Company and get ready to rock on Radio Valencia's Escape Velocity. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Beautiful. I'm all for it.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect rock and roll from Oasis here today on The Escape Velocity on Radio Valencia, September 1st, 2025. It's about 12:15 in the afternoon in California. We'll be here until about 2 o'clock running down the very deepest cuts of Oasis, just sort of in honor of, in celebration of their coming back to the United States after 16, 17 years. So I know a lot of Americans don't really get Oasis. It's just like, well, try to bring a beginner's mind to the whole thing, and at least keep an open mind that anything that makes that many people so happy can't be all bad. I'll run it down for you a little bit. We heard The Fame. A song called The Fame, which is a B-side. Well, it's actually an inclusion off of an EP that they put out in 1997 for their song All Around the World, which, again, if you're American, you may know that as an old AT&T commercial, but so much more than an AT&T commercial. Before that, we heard Eyeball Tickler, which is a B-side off of their single Lila from 2005. Lila was one of their later releases. Before that, My Big Mouth. And we started off the set with Fucking in the Bushes. Now we're going to turn it over to some live stuff. This is very, very recent. They're recording and releasing singles as they go along on their tour. This is Bring It On Down, live from Edinburgh, August 9th, 2025. perfect rock and roll from Oasis. We'll be doing an Oasis deep dive all day today on the Escape Velocity here on Radio Valencia. Transmissions from the Mission here in San Francisco. Digging deep into the Oasis catalog as Oasis makes landfall in North America for the first time in, I think I heard 17 years. I've heard both 16 and 17 years. People know a few of the hits, but man, their catalog runs deep. So that's what we're doing today. Back to the celebratory sounds of Oasis.
Before he goes. The people will notice that the times are changing. It's just for now, but not for good. It's my feelings that I think you're draining. Take them now if you think you should.
to love one another, 'cause living a life can be tough. It's better people speak to each other, the same is not enough. If everybody came alive and stayed alive and lived their lives instead, yeah. So come outside and feel the light. It's cold inside and it's lonely in your bed. In your bed. You thought we might be, but what you heard before, you're sleeping in your brain. But if you came with me, the days would never end, will never be the same. The same. They just go by a different name. They'll never be the same. Woo!
Well, all right, Oasis, that's a little set of B-side type stuff, or rather EPs, inclusions to big singles back a long time ago in the before time and before the, you know, internet digital age of music, when people bought records and spent music on money and, or money on music and, you know, really valued the music that they were looking for. And when treasure hunting, actually, you could find EPs that were, there was a tradition where bands would release, you know, one of their big songs, and then include a bunch of other songs that you could not find anywhere else. So that was a set of examples of those. So first, or in reverse order, we heard It's Better People from Roll With It EP from 1995. Before that, a song called Alive, which was an 8-track demo off of the Shaker Maker EP from 1994. And we started off the set with Round Our Way, which is on the Wonderwall EP. You may know one or two of those songs, even if you don't want to. I was so excited that I actually forgot to tell you what you heard in the set before that, which was a little set of live stuff. We heard from the top of the set, Bring It On Down, which is a single that they are releasing. Oasis is releasing singles as they go through their live 2025 tour. So that was live from Edinburgh. That album, that song rather, much older but new version, and you can hear in the performance that they are firing, probably sounding better than ever before live. Then we also heard The Meaning of Soul, which was recorded live at City of Manchester in 2005, back in the aughts. This was a B-side of a single called Lord Don't Slow Me Down, released in 2007. And then a song called I Will Believe, which is a B-side to Supersonic, 1994. Massive, massive hit for them. So we're diving deep into Oasis on the Escape Velocity show today. In honor of Oasis making landfall in the United States this week, recently in North America. And it seems to be making people very happy. It makes me very happy. I'm hoping that they are saying to themselves, goal, getting some love that they did not get so much back in the day, and probably for, you know, understandable reasons. So anyway, we're just going to continue digging deeper. Coming up, we've got some songs off of their album Don't Believe the Truth, which was anything but a smash here in the United States, but still has some great songs on it. This is called A Bell Will Ring. Hey, it's Oasis playing David Bowie's Heroes, making it their own here on Radio Valencia's Escape Velocity show. I'm David James Fraser, and today we're deep diving into the incredibly rich treasure trove of Oasis deep cuts and B-sides. We also heard in that set a couple from their album Don't Believe the Truth, which approximately nobody in the United States ever bought or heard. A couple of songs from that album, A Bell Will Ring and Keep the Dream Alive. That came out in 2005. So if you haven't heard, if you haven't seen for some reason, if you're a rock and roll person and you don't know, Oasis has rejoined and is touring. Their Live 25 tour came to the United States earlier this month, North America. They have made landfall and they're headed towards Los Angeles. Playing later this week, a couple of shows at the Rose Bowl, which is gigantic. How they get holds like 90,000 people. I wonder if all of those people will be able to do that dance. I can't remember what it's called, the Ponzen, I think, where you all join arms and jump up and down at the same time, because like a normal mosh pit is kind of in front of the stage. But the footage from the Oasis shows is that the mosh pit is an entire, you know, stadium full of people, numbering larger than many small towns. So I can't think of precedents. I can't really think of another band that can do that or really even has. So my hat is off to them, and I'm hoping to make a few converts along the way. They make great rock and roll. They put on amazing shows. They make people feel good. And so that is why we are having a deep, deep listen to them. So anyway, we're going to turn towards back to the 90s stuff. Be Here Now was an album that they released in 1997. And again, I'm not sure anybody here in the United States bought it. And their star kind of started to fade around this time as well. Anyway, this is Fade In and Out from Be Here Now, Oasis on Radio Valencia. This is the Escape Velocity. Thank you so much for listening.